Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, for all of you who are feeling like, oh my goodness, she's on early, you forget to set your clocks forward, spring, forward, fall back. Hopefully all of you did that, right? I think the reason they do it on Sunday is so by the time Monday rolls around, we've all figured it out. I actually did it. But actually, you know what I did? This tells you something probably which is not necessarily positive about me. I woke up in the middle of the night and just to see if, because, you know, I looked at my clock. Because, you know, I wake up, you know, I usually wake up once or twice during the night. And because I drink a lot of water. That's, what can I tell you? It's been true my whole life. I don't have prostate problems, honest. So I looked at my clock and I thought, I don't know if that's new time or old time, because I don't know which of my clocks self-regulate, self-set. So I went and found my phone. So that was kind of fun. I actually didn't reset the clocks until the next morning, but because I wasn't sure. You know, in the middle of the night, I tend to be a bit foggy. All right, I can be foggy other times. All right, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We will talk about time changes and being able to get up in the dark. Boy, don't like that, but it is really nice that it stays light now till what, 7, 7:15, 7:30. So, all right, Anthony is on the line for me. He called. He knows to call early, call often, and that's the way to get through. Anthony, welcome. How might I help you today?
I'm needing your advice on where to take a relationship.
Okay.
I met a woman. I'm 43. She's 27. She is a teaching assistant in my kindergarten daughter's classroom. So okay. That's how I originally met her. So we had casual conversation. And I thought, you know, I'll ask her out, see what happens. She was reluctant, not so much because of the age, because of her working with my daughter. But she agreed reluctantly, too. We went out two times relatively quickly after that, had a great time. The dates were wonderful. Since then, however, it's very difficult for her to – she doesn't make time – she doesn't spend time with me. She doesn't make time to spend time with me on the weekends. So I don't see her, and there's usually an excuse as to why, or she'll say she's too busy or whatever the reason is. So I'd be like, okay, well, this just didn't work out. However, she never lets more than a day go by without contacting me. In other words, I don't initiate the contact, but she will call me and see how I'm doing, text me, things like that. So I'm kind of torn. I'm like, we can't get to know each other if we don't spend time together, but why are you keeping the lines of communication open and not just letting the relationship fade out?
All right, let me ask you a couple of questions. When you guys go out together, where do you go? Where have you taken her?
Both times out to eat and then for drinks afterwards.
How many times have you been out with each other?
Two times. And it came one time fairly shortly after I asked her out, then again a few weeks later. Both went really well, and I'm pretty hard on myself. I could tell if it wasn't going well or if she wasn't having a good time. So the dates were fine, but, you know, we
all right, Anthony,
go
all right.
By.
I got it. All right, when she gets in touch with you, how often do you call her?
Never. Because after that happened for a few weeks, I was like, well, if it was important to her, she would go out with me.
Okay.
So contact.
All right. So she'll call you. Like, what? You were out with each other, what, 2 weeks ago?
Oh, no. We first went out in mid-December. It's probably been close to 2 months since we've gone out.
All right. And you said that she doesn't let a day go by, more than a day go by before she. So she's been in touch with you every other day since December?
Yes. sometimes every day, sometimes a day will go by.
And what is
the weekend comes and it's just kind of like, I have something to do.
All right. So you've only had 2 dates that started basically 4 months ago. You haven't had any dates in the last 2.5 months. And so when she gets in touch with you, what does she say? Just how are you doing?
How am I doing? Some small talk about maybe some things that are going on at school.
I got it. But you don't ever return her phone call. So she's calling you.
If she calls, I'll return the call. Or if she texts, I'll text her back. But I don't initiate the contact.
All right. So there's been, and you've had no dates for 2.5 months since the first of the year.
No. Some of them for good reasons. Others, it's like if it was important, you'd make the time. I realize that. But I don't know.
All right. Let me just give it to you from her point of view, I think, and then decide what you want to do. I think what she's saying is, Anthony, I like you. I don't have a boyfriend right now. It's nice to feel that there's some guy out there who likes me, but you're not a long-term prospect. You're too old for me.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, now, if that's her perspective, I mean, you take her out tonight to places, she likes you, she doesn't want to alienate you, but you're not a long-term prospect for her. You're not even a prospect for her. You're just, she wants you as a friend, whatever that means. The question is, what do you want? If you're looking for a serious relationship, I'd move on. And certainly one of the interim steps is for you to say to her, what is it that you're looking for here? How do you see us as, do you see it there as an us? Because ask her what you want, or decide that she's not going to give it to you, or just figure out what you want. But there's nothing wrong with saying you're giving me kind of a mixed message. On the one hand, we haven't seen each other for 2.5 months. On the other hand, you make sure that I know that you're still around, and I don't even know what available means at this moment. What do you want? What do you want from this relationship? But I think she's going to tell you, because actions speak certainly as loud, if not louder than words, of, Anthony, I really like you. You're a great guy. And look, think about who you were at 27. And I know it's a little different for men and women, but if some woman who was in her 40s and attractive and had some jingle in her jeans and said, you know, Anthony, you know, how about we have a drink? I mean, you might say yes. Hopefully you were single because she's attractive. And, okay, so 16 years is a lot of difference. But, you know, you don't really have a serious girlfriend, and so why not? But would you view her as somebody to take home to meet mom? Hell no. Not going to happen. But you like her. She's attractive. She takes you to nice places. It's flattering. But she's not a long-term prospect. Nor are you for her. So,
okay. So
what you need to do is sort that out of figuring, all right, what am I really looking for? And I assume that you're divorced, yes? Or were you ever married?
Yeah. I am divorced, but I'm looking for something serious. And what she says is, I don't have, for some reason, it's not you, it's Villano, it's not you, it's me, it's really not you, I really do like you.
Whenever somebody says that, whenever somebody says, it's not you, it's me, what they mean is it's you. And in this particular case, you're just too old for her.
Yeah, that must be it. So when she says, oh, it's not, I turned down all the guys who asked me out. That's what she says. She says, it's not just you. I'm just not interested in going out with men.
Well, why would you have any interest in somebody who doesn't want to go out with men? Last time you checked, I assume you were a man.
Yeah, that's what and she knows what I want. So why would you keep contacting me? That's
because she doesn't care what you want. She knows what she wants, which is to have a guy who, I mean, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if she called you another couple of weeks because she's lonesome or horny. It doesn't sound like you're sleeping together. So she's feeling kind of down, and so she wants someone to a shoulder to lean on, or somebody to buy her a margarita, or somebody to take out for dinner, or someone to take her to a movie. Mm-hmm. But honey, if you're looking for a serious relationship, move on and don't date women who are young enough to be your daughter, because they're going to look. If you date somebody who's young enough to be your daughter, the deal that you're making, whether you're making it consciously or not, is I will be your sugar daddy. I will pay the bills, and you will, I will trade off your young body for my resources for the fact that I have a little bit more jingle in my jeans than guys your own age. I'm a little more experienced. I'm a little suaver. I can take you to better places. And as we get older, you'll take care of me because you're so much younger than I am. If that's the deal you want, that's fine. If not, I'd move on. If you need to talk about this more, hang on. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Anthony about a relationship in which both people are interested, but for very different reasons, which can become really uncomfortable for both. So I think that at some point, we tend to ask the question of what do you want more when we run into a problem than at the beginning. It's probably not a terrible idea to talk about what both of you were looking for at the beginning. I've told the story before of this couple that I didn't know very well. I actually ended up buying their apartment at some point, and they told me the story of their relationship, because everybody does this. And they had run into each other and didn't like each other. They had one date, didn't like each other, ran into each other about a year later. And he said, would you like to go out? And she said that they had not had really a date. They hadn't seen each other for a year, and they didn't like each other. So this was starting at ground zero, essentially. And he said, do you want to go out? And she said, I want to be married and have a child within the next year. They hadn't had a first date. He said, okay, but I want to go out to the Hamptons for the weekend, and I want to have sex. So they negotiated most of the things that take, you know, at least a couple of weeks or a couple of dates at the beginning, which I find a little chilling. But it was, and the reason I met them is because they were moving to the suburbs because they were having a second child. So it clearly worked for them. All right, Anthony, and if the two of you had actually talked about what both of you were looking for, but I mean, but as you know, you were a little trepidatious, I think that's a word, at the beginning because of the age thing. And the fact that she doesn't say, Anthony, you're too old for me, I mean, she didn't want to hurt your feelings, and she does like keeping you in the on-deck circle, and it's really nice to have somebody who will take you out to someplace nice when you're feeling like it. So, but it's not what you're looking for. All right, you said you had a second question, so go ahead.
Yeah. So the next time she texts me a flirty message or calls and asks how my weekend was, what should my response be?
I'd say it looks to me that we're, and you don't have to wait till she texts you. You can pick up the phone and call her and say, I think you're a really nice woman. I think we're just on very different paths in our lives. That I'm looking for someone to settle down and get married and maybe have another kid with, and you're looking for something very different. So I would really appreciate it if you wouldn't text me for the next couple of months. And if I change my mind, I'll get back in touch with you.
All right.
All right. Yeah, okay. And I don't know where you're. How long have you actually been divorced, Anthony?
Oh, 7 years.
Okay. Have you done, I mean, where are you meeting people? Other than your...
Actually, I don't. My financial situation isn't a great one, so I'm not somebody who has a whole lot of disposable money to go out and try to mingle. And
well,
I'm
that's okay.
Busy.
You don't have to do that. But you may want to think about, let me give you some no-cost options and then some low-cost options. The no-cost options are volunteer activities. There are things called, there's a website called Meetup, which is, it's not a dating site. It's just people getting together and they do all sorts of things. Everything from pub crawls, which I would not recommend, to cleaning up streets, but volunteer activities, church activities or synagogue activities. Meetup, I think is not a bad option. Taking an adult education class. And again, they have some that are very low cost, some that are free. Public lectures. When I assume at some point will actually be summer, and going to Little League baseball games. Although Little League may not be exactly the kind of thing, but there are going to be some women there who are divorced, who are more or less your age, because they're going to have kids that are more or less your son's age. So, and all of those are no cost, and the most you may have to do is buy yourself a hot dog, which I would not recommend either. The second is low cost, which is websites, whether it's eHarmony or Match or something. And they usually cost for about 6 months, usually cost, I don't know, $40 or $50. And you can certainly have meet and greets, but finding women that are closer to your own age, which are going to have more similarity of goals than 27-year-old teaching assistants in kindergarten. Okay, good luck. 855-993-7569. Frank, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, hi, Dr. Joy. I've called about my 17-year-old son. His grades in school are always like maybe a D average, and we've been trying over the years to try to get his grades up. You know, we take his cell phone away and do stuff like that. He'll give us a cell phone and he just shuts down.
Yeah.
You know, he'll just come home and just like go to his room and only do what he has to do.
All right, let me get a little bit. Frank, how many kids do you have?
Two boys.
Okay, what's the age of the other?
One's 20 and the other one's 17.
Okay, so the 20-year-old, if he follows the pattern, would be really good at school, kind of an overachiever, a relatively easy kid, as opposed to your 17-year-old, who probably may be more athletic, may actually be more charming to his friends, but has a hard time in school. Yes?
Yes. Except he's kind of a loner, like me. He doesn't really have many friends. He'll invite him, to come hang out or whatever, but he just chooses to stay home.
What's he good at?
Yes, too. He likes basketball and.
Okay, so he's a jock. Is he playing on the team?
No, he tried out for team and he ended up spraining his ankle, and that was a couple of years ago. And then he didn't make the team then, and now I don't think his grades are good enough to even be on the team.
Has he ever been very good at school?
He struggled most of the time. Up until he was doing good up until about seventh grade. And he's a lot like me, and I didn't do very well in school either.
Okay.
I ended up getting a GED.
Well, all right, so he's what? Is he a junior right now?
Yes, he is, yep. And he would have to go to summer school. We would have to pay for him to go to summer school to try to catch up on a couple of classes in order for him to graduate next year.
Okay. What does he want to do once he's graduated? Does he have any plans for himself?
No, and we try to encourage him to go look, get a job, part-time job now, just, get out there and do something. But he only wants to work at one place where his friends work at. I tell him, this place will hire you, this place will hire you. He doesn't want to do anything. He only wants to work at this one store that his couple of friends work at.
So why doesn't he work there?
I guess you have to be 18 to get in there.
When's his birthday?
He's not October.
Okay. All right. Here's the deal. Let me suggest a completely different tactic. All right. I think your son is a hero. Let me put you on hold, and we'll come back on that note. All right. And because you should at least be curious about why I think this little screw up is a hero. All right. Let me put you on hold. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Frank, who is the daddy of two sons, and one of his sons, his younger son, reminds him of himself. He has not done very well in school, and Frank, are you with his mom? Are the two of you married to each other?
Yes, we're still together.
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
And another thing I want to tell you was, like when he comes home now, all he wants to do, he just plays games and just, you know, plays on his phone.
Yeah.
And his cousin.
All right, let me ask you a question, and I'll tell you why I think he's a hero. Do you think there's any possibility that this kid is depressed?
It's a possibility. He is on the doctor did put him on Adderall last year just to help him because he doesn't want to focus in school. And when he first started taking it, it was helping him. But lately, he's gone back to the old ways.
Is he still taking it?
Yes, he does still take it.
You're sure?
Well, I think he takes it like on the important days, like he's got a test or something.
I don't think you even do that. I think Adderall, like most, especially psychotropic medication, has to be on a blood level. So you can't like pop it like an aspirin when you have a headache. And that may be part of the problem. Most kids who are on Adderall, who are prescribed Adderall as opposed to taking it as a street drug, feel it makes them, it can make them a bit sleepy sometimes. So, all right, let's put that aside, the issue of depression, for just a minute, all right? And we'll come back to it. The reason I think your son is a hero is, and I think you were probably a hero, although less so, because you dropped out at some point and had to get a GED. Your son goes into a situation every day that he knows he's crappy at. That he may like his friends. He liked basketball, except then he sprained his ankle. So for any of the reasons why a kid goes to school, I mean, there are limited reasons, right? They go to school because they're really popular. They go to school because they're really smart, and so school is really fun and a way of them showing off. Or they go to school because they're really, I suppose, athletic and can be a jock. And those are basically the three reasons, right? There really aren't any. Your son doesn't really fall into any of the three categories, yet he goes to school. He's not, and he's probably never going to be a scholar, but he goes. And I think that's heroic. Mm-hmm. I really do, especially in a 17-year-old, because 17-year-olds tend to be kind of willful and very self-involved. And he's putting himself voluntarily in a situation that he basically hates. And so the first thing I would do is, if he were my son, I would go to him today and say, you know what, you're my hero. You're doing something that I could not force myself to do. You're staying in school in a situation where you know you're not going to have any fun. It's not fun for you. There's nothing you can do that makes you feel good about yourself at school. Yet you are smarter than I am. You're more disciplined than I am, and that you realize that you really need to get that damn high school diploma, because without it, second class citizenship. And that's the first thing I would say to him, because it's true. The second thing I would say is, look, right. We got a year. We got a year and a half. You tell me how I can help you to just finish school, to just get the degree. After that, you can do anything you want. You can go travel, you can join the military, you can join the Peace Corps, you can go to California and pan for gold, you can do whatever you want to do. You tell me how I can help you to do this. Because punishing him, I mean, think about it. Think about if you are doing what you think is the right thing, even though you hate it, and when you don't do well, somebody punishes you. It's kind of like no good deed goes unpunished, right? So I think punishing him is the wrong, what you're going to do is make him, you're going to make him an emotional terrorist. He's going to figure, why bother? Because no matter what I do, it's not good enough. I'm not going to study because I can't make A's. I'm not going to do my homework because, you know, when my report card comes, dad's going to take away my phone anyway. So I would go to him and completely reboot the system, saying, number one, you're a hero, because unfortunately you got my, I mean, the good news is you got my nice straight teeth and my curly brown hair. The bad news is you got my inability to be much of a scholar. So, and you're sticking to it in a way that I didn't. So good on you, number one. Number two, instead of punishing you, I want to apologize to you and figure out how, you tell me what your mom and I can do to make the next year and a half happen for you, which probably includes summer school, if you want, or you can graduate late. You tell me how I can help you to do what I couldn't do, which is to finish on time. Then you can do anything you want.
And if it's, offer him, you know, a tutor or something like that. And
well, but Frank, that's what you, but
stay after
Frank,
school.
Frank,
yes.
That's what you want for him. I'm saying something very different. Mm-hmm. I'm saying ask him what you can do to help him. Because mm-hmm. with the tutor, you're making the assumption that he's either dumb or he's not trying hard enough. And I would say to him, school was never my thing either. I mean, think about how it would have felt if your parents had said to you, Frank, darling, you know, we're going to get you a tutor. Your brother did fine, but you need a tutor. And that doesn't make you feel good about yourself. It doesn't make you want to have the tutor. Ask him what you can do to help him, because all he has to do is graduate. Pardon?
As far as, you know, him, you know, playing games and, you know, staying on his phone to like 9
But look,
o'clock.
But I hear. But the point is, if you change this around, I mean, he plays his games. He plays his games. All we care about, we don't care about him playing games. We care about him graduating high school. So instead of it becoming your problem and how you're going to catch him and stuff and what are you going to take away from him, it becomes his issue. And he's much more likely to mess with your plans than he is to mess with his own. And saying to him, I know that you want to get a job where your friends are. I buy that. Okay. In the meantime, you tell me, do you want to find a part-time job? Because and if you can find something he's good at, and you and I probably need to work a little harder at that, because, I mean, he's probably either good, he may be a good team player, he may be good with animals, he may be, I mean, he's clearly got good hand-eye coordination, he's good at game stuff. And this kid is clearly, this kid should not go to college. He's not college material, he doesn't like college, there's no reason for him to go to college. And But there is a reason for everybody in America to get a high school diploma. Without it, you're a second-class citizen, period. That's it. You can't go any place. And people are going to view you as a second-class citizen. So, and that's what I would say to him. You tell me if you want to be bribed, but I'm not going to punish you anymore because, first of all, it doesn't work, and second of all, it's not fair. Or first of all, it's not fair, and second of all, it doesn't work. You tell me what your mom and I can do to help you. Which takes, first of all, Frank, it takes the responsibility off your shoulders, which means you don't have to be the phone police anymore. You don't have to check and see what he's doing or where he, how late he's staying up. It becomes his problem. Because in a year and a half, whether he gets that diploma or not, he's going to be on his own. And he doesn't really have much self-discipline except the amount that he's demonstrated, and he goes to school every day. And, my dear, that's more than you pulled off. And I would tell him that. Because even though he acts really awful to you, you're still his dad. He still wants to impress you. And just telling him that he's done something that you couldn't, I mean, that's going to get his attention. In the same way, when I said to you, your son's a hero, and I know you think he's a screw-up, but I will tell you why he's a hero, that got your attention. I mean, if I'd said, okay, let's talk about what a screw-up your son is. I mean, you know, you may or may not. If somebody had run on the other line, you would have hung up on me, or maybe. If I said he's a hero, I mean, somebody can walk by you naked, and you're still going to pay attention to the fact, well, wait a minute, I want to hear why my son's a hero, because I got your attention. Get his attention and tell him that he's done something you couldn't, that you didn't, that you admire him for it, that you want to be his consultant, and all he has to do, as you know, I have my limited options, or my limited requirements for parents of teenagers, which is graduate high school, don't impregnate anybody, don't get arrested, don't have a car accident, don't wrap yourself around a telephone pole, and don't be addicted to drugs. Everything else is gravy. And we don't care about gravy at this moment. We care about those five.
Yes, his cousin told me that he told him that the only time that we talk to him is about his grades.
Yeah.
But every time we try to talk to him, he doesn't want to, you know.
But Frank, you're not going to talk to him. You're going to tell him that he's a hero. I guarantee you he'll pay attention. In the same way that you did. I mean, think about what would have happened if your dad had come to you and sat down on the end of your bed instead of saying, gee, how come your grades are so crummy? How come you're dropping out of school? I hate your friends. He said, Frank, school is hard for you. It was hard for me, too. But you know what? You're my hero in that you're doing something. You're going in every day and doing something that you know you're not very good at. And that's heroic. Doing the easy stuff. Going to school if you're a brain. I mean, how much courage does that take? How much discipline? How much backbone? None. Because you're getting the reinforcement. You go in, you take an exam, you get an A, you go in, the teacher asks a question, you raise your hand, you know the answer. That's not part of his experience. Hang on for me for just a minute, because I want to walk you through this, because I'm not sure that you got it yet, all right? Hang on if you can. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We're talking with Frank, who has a son who reminds him very much of himself in that he is not very good at school. Frank, what was the last grade that you completed within the system before you got your GED?
The 10th grade.
Okay, so look, he's stuck in there for at least a year after you did.
Yes, yeah, and he might be a fifth-year senior. I know he doesn't want to do that.
Well, but ask him. But ask him, how much would summer school cost?
For the three, I think he needs like three credits, it's like $500.
Okay. Do you have $500 you could loan him?
He doesn't work, so, yeah, everything's, you know.
Well, he's not working right now, but he presumably he will be working, and he would sign a document that says, you know, I'll pay you back. Frank, my dear, the reason I held on to you, I need you to change your stance, because what you're doing won't work. It's not working. You already see that.
Correct.
Okay. Here's a kid who doesn't have anything in his life that makes him feel very good about himself except the stupid computer about being able to go to the next level in Tetra. And I know that's not what he's playing, but the point being, okay? You have an incredible opportunity here to potentially switch that around by the simple expediency of saying, you're doing better than I could do. I mean, think about it, what a powerful statement that is from a father to a son, especially a son who views himself as a major screw-up. He's already surpassed you in terms of staying in a situation for the same reason you dropped out. I mean, you're not a punk. You're not a sociopath. You're not a criminal. You were a kid for whom school didn't work. What do you do now? Please tell me you're not in jail.
Customer service industry, make about $50,000 a year.
Terrific. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So the message to your son is, basically, I was trying to save you from me. And part of me probably feels guilty because of the chromosomes that I gave you. Your brother got your mom's smarts and you got mine. But there's not only school, there's life after school, and I'm living proof of it. But I did it a way that made it much harder on me than it had to be. And I guess I was trying to save you from that. And what I needed to realize is if you're going to have to save yourself. I'm willing to be your consultant here. I'm willing to do whatever it is that will help you. But I can't do it for you. And everything I've done was probably the wrong thing to do. Which is, I mean, think about a parent saying, I did it wrong. I mean, you've got your kid's undivided attention at that moment because that's what he mutters under his breath, but he still believes that you know more than he does. And you do about some things, but in this particular case, you have the option of saying to him, you can do a better job than I did. You've already done a better job than I have. So let's talk about what I can do to help you. How do you feel about Adderall? How do you feel about summer school? Let's go through these things, and you tell me how you feel, what you want to do, and how your mom and I can help you accomplish what you want to accomplish.
Dr. Joy, how do I try to get him, you know, work a job for like a couple of days a week? He doesn't want to.
I'd let it go right now. And Frank, listen.
Let it go.
I am one of those people who thinks that jobs can be life-saving for kids. In this particular case, it's going to be one more thing that you're trying to push him into. So I'd let it go. I would say to him at some point, because if he gets a job and doesn't graduate high school, he's screwed. If he graduates high school and doesn't get a job, he'll get a job sooner or later. We know in October he's very likely to get a job where his buddies work because he's motivated to do that. For the next 6 months, who cares? And I know you're saying, well, summer school will pay for it. Look, $500 is not going to break you. And you can write it up as a debt, let him sign it, and he'll pay you back at some point. Keep your eye on the important goal here, which is just getting him through high school. Helping him to get himself through high school. And you can tell him, listen, my impulse is to say, you need to be working a couple days a week. But I'm willing to let that go. All I want you to do is tell me how I can help you get through high school. Because you got to get off his case. What he feels is, you know, I might as well say no, because no matter what I do, Dad's not going to be happy about it. If I get a job, he's going to say it's not paying enough or it has no future or, you know, what if I want to sleep late? Get off his case. And the job is not the issue. And that's hard for me to say because I'm a great believer in kids having jobs, but not in this particular case and not this particular kid and not at this time. He'll get a job.
My wife's afraid. You know, my wife's afraid when he turns 18, if he wants, he can just drop out of school.
Well, but he can, but not, I mean, you've got 6 months to help him understand that he's not going to, you know, that it's not in his best interest to do it. And look, between thee and me, if he wanted to, he could drop out now. He could play hooky, he could, I mean, so don't focus on the negative. Focus on the message to him, meaning, which is, number one, you've done a terrific job in a way that I couldn't. You've got a year and a half to go. How can we help you to do that so that you're not starting behind this huge obstacle? That's
okay.
All. Let everything
all right,
else
thanks.
Go.
Thanks so much.
Okay, good luck, Frank. And listen, this will be available to you in about 20 minutes. You can go to drjoy.com and download it if you need to listen to it. Because the whole thing is, let everything go except the message, you're a hero, you did what I couldn't do, how can we help you? That's it. Everything else goes. Because you'll have time...
to my wife.
Pardon? Exactly. You'll have time to get everything else done. All right? Well, you, and she can call me as well. All right? Frank, thanks for your call. 855-99-DR-JOY. You know, part of what we do unconsciously, or maybe consciously, is we want our kids to not make the same mistakes that we did, as our parents wanted for us, as their parents wanted for them. It's not feasible. We all have to make our own mistakes, because you hear me all the time say any mistake you make, any decision you make for your kid is not as important as decisions they make for themselves. Because especially if you're right, they're not going to learn anything. If you're wrong, God forbid. But that your right answer is less valuable than their wrong answer, because they're going to learn from their wrong answer. They will not learn anything from your right answer. And the whole point about assigning kids parents is a learning experience. We don't have to be right. We've already done it. Rightly or wrongly. And it's okay to share with our kids the idea that we screwed up. It probably makes more sense to share with our kids our screw-ups than our successes. Because our successes, they think, you know, we're bigger than life anyway. And not to mention, kids are so self-involved, they don't actually care very much about us. They care hugely about themselves. Which is okay. It's called survival. Also adolescence. Also all those gray hairs. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.